Joining us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair is the Connecticut Deputy Speaker of the House, Russ Morin. And, Russ, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Well, good morning, Brad. Good morning, Dan. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Probably not as good as you, but all right.
You know, Russ, I can't understand this. I can't possibly. There's so many people that need some help, but I can't understand why you guys can't get together.
Well, I can't understand it either. I think, you know, one of the things that we need to really understand, which is difficult for people, I think, that don't do what I do and what others do, is there are ideas from basically 151 legislators and 36 senators, and then we have a governor. So our process, while imperfect, is a process that's been in place for as long as any of us have been around and longer, trying to get the three chambers, and I consider the chambers of Senate, the House, and the governor's office, to agree on principles, agree on revenues, agree on these types of things is really difficult. And when you throw in the tightness, I guess, of the chambers. In the House, it's 79-72. In the Senate, it's 18-18. It makes it that much more difficult. I know our leadership under Joe Arsenowitz and Matt Ritter has been, you know, pounding the midnight oil for months, trying to come up with a consensus to try to get something that will. And listen, this budget is going to be harmful no matter what anybody does, but to do the least amount of harm to people. I mean, that's the statement. I mean, it's a $5 billion deficit. We just approved Monday in the House the CBAC agreement, which will give us $1.57 billion worth of savings over the next 2 years. So that certainly is a big chunk of it. But now getting people to agree to the rest of that is pretty tough.
Well, let's start there because, you know, the Republicans, and the vote was along party lines when it comes to the CBAC concessions mm-hmm. agreement. The Republicans claim that it's short term, the $1.5 billion in savings, and that the budget deficits are projected long beyond those 2 years. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, I guess I really don't agree with that. It's real savings on our employees, you know, costs over the next 2 years. But it also puts in place structural changes to the pension and health care costs that are going to go on forever. And frankly, that's part of the reason we are where we are, is that administrations for years never properly funded the pension fund, never properly funded what we're going to do with retiree health insurance. In the last two cycles, I believe, of CBAC negotiations, the employees have been started to put in for retiree health insurance, and they're increasing their contributions to the pension and their health insurance payments. So I think I can't agree with that statement, because this is going to be monies that are saved in perpetuity. And we can all argue, listen, the argument can be had whether we should do this or that as far as what's provided, but under contracts that have been properly negotiated and agreed upon, this is real savings.
Now, let me ask you this, Russ Morin, who is the Deputy Speaker of the House. Let me ask you this. Why is it when you folks sit down and you come to an agreement, it's down the road? That's what people, this is why we have to pay and pay and pay. If you're going to have negotiations, why can't you just have them every couple of years? Why do you have to have them and then it lasts for 5 years?
Well, you kind of do, Brad.
Why?
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Bit of a frog in the throat. But this negotiation right here, excuse me, gets you 2 years of immediate savings. It absolutely eliminates a lot of the things that you're just talking about by ensuring changes. Now, pension and health care are costs that are fixed and have been fixed for a long time. And, you know, by doing this, it does change the structure of how these things are paid for, and it increases the employee contribution, offsetting the state contribution. But union contracts for all estate employees are negotiated typically on a 3 to 4 year basis. And they have those opportunities to take care, look at wages and, you know, every bit of language that's in a contract. Pension and health care are separate, obviously.
Talking with Deputy Speaker of the House, Russ Moore, and we're going to get a quick traffic break. And then, Russ, I'd like to go over the CT House Democrats plan, because people are out there, some saying that there is no Democrats plan, but the House Democrats have come up with a plan. So I'd like to go over that. Brad, rejoining us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair is Deputy Speaker of the House, Russ Moore. And I know, in fact, the Deputy Speaker wrote a letter to the editor in the Hartford Courant about the Connecticut Democrats, the Connecticut House Democrats budget plan. So how about explaining that to our audience, Russ?
And you're going to give me, what, about 45 seconds, Dan?
We'll give you 90 seconds. How's that?
Nothing. I'll have time to spare. So you know, we, as I said before in the interview, it's very difficult with whole host of people participating to come up with consensus. But we really want to, as I said before, do the least amount of damage and try to help our towns. And, you know, for me, Cutman, as a former mayor, I'm very concerned with what's going on at the municipalities. And, you know, we wanted to do things that would allow towns to help with regionalism. And that would have to have some changes to collective bargaining statutes, because, you know, every town has different, unions that represent different workers. We want to allow towns more flexibility to do what they have to do. One of the things that you saw in our proposal was an increase of the sales tax by a modest amount, but that money would go back to municipalities to help them offset some possible cuts from us. We're big on not taxing the hospitals. We listened. Joe and Matt are terrific leaders, and they worked with our Republican counterparts on these types of things. And it makes sense. It's not Republican or Democrat. It's something we want to do, because obviously, especially with the hospital stuff, which is so people are getting so worked up about. They employ so many people, and we were trying to help them. We're looking at trying to help people with college, you know, kids, give them a bit of a tax break, Social Security tax break for our seniors. Again, whenever you give a tax break like that, that impedes the revenues, so you have to cut somewhere else. And that's really, you know, last year we made over almost $1 billion worth of cuts, $850 million worth of cuts. This year is going to be much higher. Trying to give our cities an opportunity to grow. We've been in the process of developing urban development districts, which really will help. If you talk to people that are involved in the new technologies that are out there, biotechs and such, they want to be in the cities. So helping put in place plans that Hartford, New Haven, Waterbury, Stanford areas can utilize this type of plan to bring young people into the districts and create those types of businesses. If you paid attention, we put a workforce development agency under one of our House bills to really start looking at how we can really improve the workforce development, especially with Lockheed Martin, Pratt & Whitney, and Electric Boat hiring like crazy in the next 10 years. We need a skilled workforce.
So, Russ, let's get this straight, though. So the sales tax under the Connecticut House Democrats plan obviously would go from 6.35% to 6.99%, but you're saying the difference in that would go back to the municipalities?
That's what we're trying to do, yeah. Because, listen, you guys and a lot of your listeners, right, they're telling us you don't want us to raise taxes. And if you look at this budget, there's virtually nothing. And this would be a way for us to get some revenues. I personally am not as crazy about the sales tax, because I think it really targets our lower income citizens and middle class citizens a little more than others. But nonetheless, we're trying to help the towns to maintain what they have in these difficult times.
You know, one of the basic things, Russ, talking to Russ Moran, the Connecticut Deputy Speaker of the House, that I hear wherever I go, they can't understand, the people can't understand, intelligent people that we have elected, why you can't come up with a decision. forget the Republicans, forget the Democrats, but you're our reps. Why can't you just come up and say, this is what we're going to do? Why is it going to take so long?
Well, it's a very simplistic approach, which I understand, because if I wasn't sitting in your shoes, I would say the same exact thing, Brad. I would. But being somebody that's been part of it, and I would take this exercise. If you took the two of you and myself and maybe a handful of other people and threw a budget out there, there would be, out of 10 people, there would probably be at least 7 or 8 totally different plans with different priorities. And that's where we get bogged down. And it happens within the House Democrats. It happens within the Republican plans. You're right. We're trying. I mean, one of the things that Joe and Matt have said, and these guys, if you can't work something out, if you can't negotiate with Joe or someone to Matt Ritter, then there's something wrong with you. These guys have opened the door and been willing to sit down with everyone and have been sitting down. They've met with Len Fasano. We agree that while I may have principles that I really want to stand and fight for, we know with a budget like this, we all have to give. I've been willing to give personally from things that are important to me for the greater good, other people have to as well. But right now, we're not at that point. I'm probably more frustrated than you are.
Well, to me, the key component here is this sales tax hike. Now, can you say that if this sales tax hike were to come through, that it would generate enough revenue to the municipalities to offset some of the areas where they're losing revenue?
Well, it would generate some, but again, if you look at any of the budget proposals, whether it's the governor's or you're going to see cuts to municipalities. Some towns are going to lose, $1 million or $2 million in education funding. Some are going to lose, $50,000. Depends on what they're talking about. And, we have to, that's something that most of us, I would say 99% of us, are very cognizant of and are trying to do, is protect our towns.
Does the House Democrats' budget address the issue of Hartford's financial viability and the crumbling basements issue?
Well, we are putting in place a way to fund the crumbling foundation, because that's just an awful, awful thing. I just watched a news item about it last night. And so we are putting monies in for a plan for that. And as far as the direct Hartford problem, I don't think it's in there. I think that's going to be a bigger fix.
Wow. A bigger fish.
Fix. Going to take more money. It's going to take more than we could possibly do to get Hartford. Listen, I'm a strong supporter of helping Hartford help themselves to get out of this problem.
Does this proposed sales tax hike offset the $400 million the municipalities would have to pick up in the teachers' pension fund under the governor's budget?
Well, that's a huge fight for many of us, because while I can understand ultimately why we may want to start looking at the teachers' retirement funding like that, I think I have a hard time supporting that in a year when the towns have already set their budget, and that's part of our thinking. Being cognizant that people have already adopted their budgets, and it would be very difficult for them to adjust. So I would prefer that if we're going to consider doing that with the teachers' pensions, that we put that off and give towns a chance to prepare for it, because I don't think it's a good idea right now.
But right now, we're not going to have a budget for a while, a long while, right?
Well, I have talked with our speaker. We want to we met Monday. We're in session Monday, special session Monday. We're prepared to go. It's the line. Can we get an agreement with the Senate Democrats and Republicans and the governor? And I don't want to, trust me, I don't want to go. I don't want to go any longer. I'd be willing to vote on a budget today if we can get some kind of agreement that people will support it. I have no problem with that. Again, you guys know me. You guys are smart guys. I'm going to vote for a budget I really don't like, but I'll do what I have to do for the state of Connecticut.
Thank you so much.
Russ, great job. Thank you for spending some time with us and explaining this to our audience.
Nice talking to you guys. Take care.
You bet. Take care. Deputy Speaker of the House, Russ Morin, former mayor of Weathersfield.
Yep.
Right?